pieces so crucial to the firm's extraordinary success are abandoning it. Indeed, in today's charged political climate, which is polarized along socioeconomic lines, Goldman seems particularly isolated and demonized. Certainly, Lloyd Blankfein, Goldman's 56-year-old chairman and CEO, has no friend in President Barack Obama, despite being invited to a recent state dinner for the president of China. According to Newsweek columnist Jonathan Alter's book, The Promise, the angriest Obama got during his first year in office was when he heard Blankfein justify the firm's $16.2 billion of bonuses in 2009 by claiming, "Goldman was never in danger of collapse," during the financial crisis that began in 2007. According to Alter, President Obama told a friend that Blankfein's statement was flatly untrue, and added for good measure, "These guys want to be paid like rock stars when all they're doing is lip-syncing capitalism." Complicating the firm's efforts to be better understood by the American public, a group Goldman has never cared to serve, is a long-standing reticence among many of the firm's current and former executives, bankers, and traders to engage with the media in a constructive way. Even retired Goldman partners